Welcome to ACT Radio, Animal Concerns of Texas. I'm Greg Lawson.
I'm Tom Linney.
And I'm Liz Walsh.
Here on ACT, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
And we also discuss why a plant-based diet is the healthiest for humans and the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Allison Kramer, author of several books, including Naturally Lean and Sweet Eats for All. That's a little later in the show, but first some news.
The BBC News reports that scientists have confirmed that a new species of wild crow from New Caledonia in the South Pacific can craft tools. The birds were observed bending twigs into hooks to extract food hidden in wooden logs. Previously, this skill had been seen in captive birds kept in laboratories. The study, published in the journal Open Science, suggests that this talent is part of the natural behavior of the birds. In 2002, a captive New Caledonian crow called Betty astonished scientists with her use of a tool. Researchers at Oxford University presented her with an out-of-reach bucket of food. To receive it, she bent a piece of wire into a hook, the first time such tool-making skills had been seen in the animal world. Betty died in 2005, but over the years, the experiment was successfully repeated with other captive birds, including rooks, which have not been seen to use tools in the wild. While it has long been known that wild New Caledonian crows use twigs to extract grubs from wooden logs, the researchers say there is now enough evidence to confirm that they also bend them into hooks, just like their captive counterparts. In a series of experiments, the researchers captured crows from the tropical forests of New Caledonia and placed them for short periods of time in makeshift aviaries. The crows were presented with a wooden log which had some tasty snacks tucked into holes in the surface. The only thing that they were provided with in the aviary was natural plant material. So according to the scientists, the task was very simple. They asked their subjects to make tools and use these tools to extract the hidden food. The crows didn't need to fashion the hooks to retrieve the treats, but 10 of the 18 wild-caught birds did so. The researchers observed them snapping thin branches off the shrubs, holding the twigs down with a foot, and then bending the end into a hook, just as Betty had done with the wire. During further field research, the scientists also saw the birds manufacturing hook-shaped contraptions outside of the aviaries, confirming this was part of the crows' natural behaviors. Despite the fact that the New Caledonian crows naturally bend pliable yet strong material into hooks, there still remains a significant finding that Betty, the captive crow, solved a novel problem using an innovative solution with a novel material. Researchers now want to find out how tool use comes about to see if it is innate or learned as younger birds watch the older generation. The team also wants to know whether other species of birds use tools to see whether this behavior is rare or widespread.
Much of the deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon has been driven by beef production. America's top beef buyers have failed to tackle deforestation in South America despite some companies' pledges to source deforestation-free beef, according to a report by an environmental advocacy group. The growing global appetite for beef is the single biggest driver behind the disappearance of the planet's rainforests, and that is likely to expand as the world hurtles towards a population of 10 billion in 2050. Those forests suck up millions of tons of planet-warming carbon dioxide every year and are critical to solving the global climate crisis. Ending deforestation and restoring damaged forests could deliver as much as 40% of the emissions cuts needed to meet the goals of the Paris Accord, the international climate agreement that will go into force this month. The study by the Union of Concerned Scientists tracked the beef industry's progress towards deforestation-free beef, ranking 13 U.S. companies on the strength of their efforts over the past few years in South America, where deforestation rates have skyrocketed over the last four decades. While the beef industry and its customers, including major buyers like McDonald's and Walmart, have made some commitments to sourcing beef raised on land that hasn't been cleared or burned for pasture, Union of Concerned Scientists researchers said they're not going far enough. Burger King, Conagra, Kroger, and Pizza Hut each earned a score of zero for failing to make any commitment toward buying deforestation-free beef. McDonald's, Walmart, and Mars earned the report's top scores. They have made public commitments to buying from suppliers that have pledged to raise cattle on land that hasn't been freshly cleared. USC estimated that 10% of global annual carbon dioxide emissions is linked to the slashing of tropical rainforests. And a United Nations analysis in 2015 showed that the amount of deforestation caused by beef production is more than double caused by soy, palm oil, and wood products, the next largest drivers of tropical deforestation. Yet the beef industry has only recently started to limit its impact. Over the past several years, a number of collaborative efforts have outlined pledges to limit deforestation and accurately gauge companies' attempts, but most of the corporate pledges have been aimed at soy, palm, and paper. A report by the Supply Chain Project found that 61% of the companies active in palm oil have committed to deforestation efforts, whereas only 15% of the industries linked to cattle had done so as of last March. Between 1990 and 2005, beef production was responsible for 71% of the deforestation in South America. In Brazil, the world's second largest beef producer after the U.S., 80% of the forests cleared were linked to beef production. Ranchers have cleared millions of acres across the continent for grazing land, but also for soy, most of which is fed to livestock, indirectly compounding the problem. In 2009, in response to pressure from advocacy groups led by Greenpeace, four of the largest meat packers operating in Brazil signed a public agreement to stop buying beef from recently deforested land in the Brazilian Amazon. Between 2005 and 2014, deforestation rates in the region dropped 70%. This is at least in part because of the industry's actions. In 2014, criteria for sustainable beef production, which deforestation-free measures, was formally approved by a global roundtable for sustainable beef, a coalition of retailers, producers, processors, and environmental groups. Those steps are now being developed by the individual member countries, including Brazil and the United States. At a conference held last month by the Global Roundtable, conservationist groups and the industry acknowledge progress, particularly in the Brazilian Amazon. Now their focus is turning to other massive ecosystems, including the Cerrado, a swath of savanna mostly in Brazil, and the Chaco, a woods and grassland ecosystem mostly in Paraguay and Argentina. Earlier this year, an effort called the Forests and Agriculture Markets Initiative launched with the mission of securing deforestation-free commitments from the beef and soy industries in areas beyond the Brazilian Amazon. But conservation groups say the industry will continue to threaten South American forests unless global agreements set stronger criteria, with more oversight of exactly where beef is coming from. But until then, help the rainforests and go meat-free.
A new report from the World Wildlife Fund has found a sharp decline in the world's animal populations due to actions by humans. The recently released Living Planet report by the World Wildlife Fund found a 58% overall decline in vertebrate populations from 1970 to 2012. The nonprofit group warned that if current trends continue, the world could lose more than two-thirds of wildlife by 2020. Humans have affected the entire spectrum of vertebrate life: fish, birds, mammals, reptiles, and amphibians, the report says. The document's warning of vanishing wildlife refers to total population size, not the number of species that will go extinct, which is an entirely different problem. Wildlife losses are mostly due to five factors: habitat loss, overpopulation, pollution, invasive species, and climate change. Freshwater species have been hit hardest, with populations declining 81%, according to the report. Rampant deforestation in parts of the world has spurred habitat loss for vulnerable wildlife populations. Humanity has expanded so much: clear-cutting rainforest, poaching big game, overfishing the seas, that it now requires an equivalent of 1.6 Earths to provide the goods and services we use each year, according to the report. Other major endeavors this year documenting animal populations have revealed similarly shocking declines. The first full census of African elephants found a 30% drop across the continent in just 7 years. Wild swaths of Australia's Great Barrier Reef have become a coral graveyard. Wildlife, including dolphins, are often negatively impacted by a food system focused only on production, the World Wildlife Fund warns. Changes should include a revamped food system that balances human need with planetary capacity. The World Wildlife Fund report says that there's still time to stop mass extinction. Major worldwide initiatives to halt climate change and recent shifts towards renewable energy ensure we are not starting from scratch, the report says. The facts and figures in this report tend to paint a challenging picture, yet there is still room for optimism, the report reads. I find it hard to share that optimism when deforestation and pollution are largely caused by animal agriculture. It's hard to be optimistic when many of our leaders don't believe in climate change or have been paid by special interest lobbyists to look the other way.
Stay with us. Coming up next is a conversation with author Allison Kramer. In her most recent book, Naturally Lean, Allison uses whole food ingredients to build 125 recipes that are gluten-free, vegan, and under 300 calories. Allison is also the author of three previous books, including Sweet Eats for All and Great Gluten-Free Vegan Eats. Her work has been featured in numerous publications, including Veg News and Vegetarian Times. That's next on Animal Concerns of Texas.